Hi, everyone. I didn't speak to you for a very, very long time, and it had nothing to do with me. I simply didn't have a technician to work with in the last few months. Now I do, and I want to talk about very important topics. Number one, children's vision. It is precious. It's amazing how good they can see. What happens is that adults these days see much worse than they used to see in the past. People did not need readers or corrective lenses before their 50s, and some scientists even wrote manuscript in the 60s. But these days, almost everybody who had good vision in their 40s already need readers because they cannot see that well. Those kids see diamond print. I know it, because I visited a school with 102 children, and except for the one girl who was wearing glasses all the time and was told wrongfully by her ophthalmologist to just do that, they had an amazing vision. There are several groups of people who see well. Kids, for one. Captains of ships, for two. In the ocean, they have to take a look from far away. Bedouins in the desert have amazing vision. Maoris in New Zealand have amazing vision. Farmers have very, very good vision. But I can tell you that accountants have very poor vision. And the problem that we have is that we have a lot of visual stress that we don't pay attention to. And so exercises that can calm that stress, for example, looking at a distance while waving the hands to the side and looking far away. In our case, we have the ocean, so we look way beyond the waves at faraway islands and mountains. And no matter where you live, you could be motivated to look at a distance. Is such a relief from looking from near so much. So if we learn to reduce the stress of looking from near by looking far, we change our life completely. I've shown on one of my YouTube clips the exercise of palming. If you remember, you rub your hands and you put the hands extremely gently around your eye orbits. The kids that I met yesterday loved it. The strain that all those books caused their eyes was felt by them. And I'll never forget how I once palmed. For many hours I was fasting and palming. And I was able to see myself in previous times of my life with the stress that I had in that time, until I saw myself as a baby with incredible breathing block, with great fear of what the world will want from him. Well, these days when I talk scientifically, when I talk in big conventions, many people accept what I have to say, but the opposition is built in. We know that vision can improve. It takes relaxation and adaptation to better visual habits. And it's all in my book, Vision for Life. Ophthalmology does not believe that's the case. And we have to overpower that thought. The truth is, the potential of the body to improve is enormous. That's what I told the kids yesterday. Enormous. All we have to do is pay attention to what we do to suppress our potential to move forwards. We use the same muscles again and again. We have more than 600 muscles, but we use only 50 of them. We use them with tremendous amounts of stress and strain. And eventually, we wear out the muscles that we always use. So I would like you to ask yourself always the question, what am I doing that tires my body? What am I doing that tires my senses? What am I doing that tires the muscles of my body? Well, if you walked a lot forwards in life, it is time to learn to walk backwards. Time to learn to walk sideways. To use muscles you never used before. If you tire your eyes, look at a distance and do the exercise of palming. If breathing is hard for you, learn how to breathe slow and not fast. We all are in some state of panic. And with gentle exercises, we can change it. Now, there are some people who think that vigorous exercises can help our health. But many people got sick out of vigorous exercises. So while I agree with that, some form of exercise is great. But when there's too much vigor on the muscles we always overuse, we are not able to function well with our nervous system. In fact, often we lead to its destruction. So I want to teach you all of that in my workshop online or webinar on June 19th. And I'll be glad to see you for our free webinar this coming Monday. More than that, I want to see more practitioners in my work that can help people to get out of the wheelchair, see better, move better. Many blessings to all of you, Mayor.